Chapter 5 of The Tale of Little Pig Robinson by Beatrix Potter. This Legimus recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. Read by Rachel. Chapter 5. Old Mr. Bumby was a deaf old man in spectacles who kept a general store. He sold almost anything you can imagine, except ham, a circumstance much approved by Aunt Dorcas. It was the only general store in Stymouth where you would not find displayed upon the counter a large dish containing strings of thin, pale-colored, repulsively uncooked sausages and rolled bacon hanging from the ceiling. "What a pleasure!" said Aunt Dorcas feelingly. "What possible pleasure can there be in entering a shop where you knock your head against a ham that may have belonged to a dear second cousin?" Therefore, the aunts bought their sugar and tea, their blue bag, their soup, their frying pans, matches, and mugs from old Mr. Mumby. All these things he sold, and many more besides, and what he did not keep in stock he would obtain to order. But yeast requires to be quite fresh. He did not sell it. He advised Robinson to ask for yeast at a baker's shop. Also, he said, it was too late in the season to buy cabbage seed. Everybody had finished sowing vegetable seeds this year. Worsted for darning he did sell, but Robinson had forgotten the color. Robinson bought 6 sticks of delightfully sticky barley sugar with his pennies, and listened carefully to Mr. Mumby's messages for Aunt Dorcas and Aunt Porcus, how they were to send some cabbages next week when the donkey cart would be mended, and how the kettle was not repaired yet, and there was a new patent box iron he would like to recommend to Aunt Porcus. Robinson said, "Wee, wee, wee," and listened, and little dog Tipkins, who stood on a stool behind the counter, tying up grocery parcels in blue paper bags, little dog Tipkins whispered to Robinson, "Were there any rats this spring in the barn at Piggery Porkholme, and what would Robinson be doing on Sunday afternoon?" "Wee, wee, wee," answered Robinson. Robinson came out of Mr. Mumby's heavily laden. The barley sugar was comforting, but he was troubled about the darning wool, the yeast, and the cabbage seed. He was looking about rather anxiously, when again he met old Betsy, who exclaimed, "Bless the little piggy! Not gone home yet? Now it must not stop in Stymouth till it gets its pocket picked." Robinson explained his difficulty about the darning wool. Kind old Betsy was ready with help. "Why, I noticed the wool round the little primrose posy. It was blue-gray color like the last pair of socks that I knitted for Sam. Come with me to the wool shop, Fleecy Flock's wool shop. I remember the color. Well, I do," said Betsy. Mrs. Flock was the sheep that had run against Robinson. She had bought herself 3 turnips and come straight home from market, for fear of missing customers while her shop was locked up. Such a shop! Such a jumble! Wool all sorts of colors, thick wool, thin wool, fingering wool, and rug wool, bundles and bundles all jumbled up, and she could not put her hoof on anything. She was so confused and slow at finding things that Betsy got impatient. "No, I don't want wool for slippers. Darning wool, Fleecy, darning wool. Same color as I bought for my Sam's socks. Bless me, no, not knitting needles. Darning wool. Bah, bah, did you say white or black, 3-ply, was it? Oh, dear me, gray darning wool on cards. Not heather mixture." "I know I have it somewhere," said Fleecy Flock helplessly, jumbling up the skeins and bundles. "Sim Ram came in this morning with part of the Hampton clip. My shop is completely cluttered up." It took 30 minutes to find the wool. If Betsy had not been with him, Robinson never would have got it. "It's that late. I must go home," said Betsy. "My Sam is on shore today for dinner. If you take my advice, you will leave that big heavy basket with the Miss Goldfinches and hurry with your shopping. It's a long uphill walk home to Piggery Porkholme." Robinson, anxious to follow old Betsy's advice, walked toward the Miss Goldfinches. On the way he came to a baker's, and he remembered the yeast. It was not the right sort of baker's, unfortunately. There was a nice bakery smell and pastry in the window, but it was an eating-house or cook-shop. When he pushed the swing door open, a man in an apron and a square white cap turned round and said, "Hullo, is this a pork pie walking on its hind legs? and four rude men at a dining-table burst out laughing. Robinson left the shop in a hurry. He felt afraid to go into any other baker's shop. He was looking wistfully into another window in Fore Street when Stumpy saw him again. He had taken his own basket home and come out on another errand. He carried Robinson's basket in his mouth and took him to a very safe baker's, where he was accustomed to buy dog biscuits for himself. There Robinson purchased Aunt Dorcas's yeast at last. They searched in vain for cabbage seed. They were told that the only likely place was a little store on the quay kept by a pair of wagtails. "It is a pity I cannot go with you," said Stumpy. "My Miss Rose has sprained her ankle. She sent me to fetch 12 postage stamps, and I must take them home to her before the post goes out." "Do not try to carry this heavy basket down and up the steps. Leave it with the Miss Goldfinches." Robinson was very grateful to Stumpy. The two Miss Goldfinches kept a tea and coffee tavern, which was patronized by Aunt Dorcas and the quieter market people. Over the door was a signboard upon which was a fat little green bird called the Contented Siskin, which was the name of their coffee tavern. They had a stable where the carrier's donkey rested when it came to Stymouth with the washing on Saturdays. Robinson looked so tired that the elder Miss Goldfinch gave him a cup of tea, but they both told him to drink it up quickly.
"Wee, wee, wee, yawk, yawk," said Robinson, scalding his nose.
In spite of their respect for Aunt Dorcas, the Miss Goldfinches disapproved of his solitary shopping, and they said that the basket was far too heavy for him.
"Neither of us could lift it," said the elder Miss Goldfinch, holding out a tiny claw. "Get your cabbage seed and hurry back. Sim Ram's pony gig is still waiting in our stable. If you come back before he starts, I feel sure he'll give you a lift. At all events, he will make room for your basket under the seat, and he passes Piggery Porcombe. Run away now."
"Wee, wee, wee,"
said Robinson.
Whatever were they thinking of to let him come alone? "He will never get home before dark," said the elder Miss Goldfinch.
"Fly to the stable, Clara. Tell Sim Ram's pony not to start without the basket." The younger Miss Goldfinch flew across the yard. They were industrious, sprightly little ladybirds, who kept lump sugar and thistle seed as well as tea in their tea caddies. Their tables and china were spotlessly clean. End of chapter 5.